I may be wrong on that 2 million operations out of a garage door. For anyone, I don't know if anyone else thought, well, I wonder how many times you get that operation. So let's start with this. 2 million.
Okay.
Divided by 365.
Okay.
How many days in a year? That brings you down to 5,493. Let's say you operate it four times a day, once to open it to pull out, then you operate again to close it,
okay,
leaving work, and then coming back. So then you divide that by four, and you get 1,369 operations, and then you divide that by a year, 365, maybe 3.7 years before you operated it 2 million times. Anyone else come up with that same number? So yeah, you get a lot of more use out of your garage door than I thought. Lift and touch, because I've seen garage doors that have lasted a lot more than 4 years.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think we're going on about 20 of the doors at our house. We're talking overhead garage doors as a part of our whole subject for the hour, exterior openings at your house. If you'd like to join the conversation about this topic or about any topic revolving around the maintenance or repair of anything about your house, home, castle, or cabin, feel free to give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. If I can stay on overhead garage doors just for a little longer, we were talking about the auto reverse mechanism, which was made law in the 90s, that if the door's coming down and hits anything other than the concrete at the bottom, it'll actually automatically reverse and go back up. Don't hesitate to every so often put an empty cardboard box in the way of the garage door and make sure everyone's clear of the door. Go ahead and actuate the door to close. It'll hit the cardboard box, and actually stop and reverse itself. Test that every once in a while. Now, one thing I would tell you not to do, not to ever do, is mess with the torsion spring that's on the axle above the door, which is actually serves as a counterweight for your door. That torsion spring is actually called a double jawbreaker, because if you don't know what you're doing and you're trying to release the tension on that, the bar that you use will start spinning at an incredible speed. And if you're leaning up with your left shoulder, it'll hit your left jaw first, turn your head 180 degrees, and then hit your right jaw. And then at that point, your neck is so stiff, your head will only turn back 90 degrees, and the final hit will be that bar right underneath your chin, a big uppercut. Then you will fall like a sack of beans off of the ladder and hit your tailbone and the back of your skull on the concrete floor of the garage. And that was all to save a $69 service call. It's not worth it.
You got to... $300 ambulance ride.
Oh, I don't want to hear. You won't be able to see, to hear, to chew, or to sit for weeks. So I don't want to hear any of you homeowners that are trying to tackle the torsion spring on the overhead garage door. Leave. That is one thing you must leave to the experts. But while you're on a ladder and you're up there, you all know that one of the funniest phone calls we ever got on this show was from two men who had walked from the kitchen to the garage. And it was in a west-facing garage in August. And unbeknownst to them, the lock on the kitchen door actuated, and they were locked in the garage. And while they were listening to the show, working on whatever they were working, the power went off in the neighborhood. Absolutely. And I won't mention their names, but it was two men in Paradise Valley, called the show live. Rosie, we are locked in our garage. The power's off. It's about 140 degrees in here. What can you do to get us out? Well, most of you know that's what the little cord is that's hanging from the operator arm between the door operator mounted on the ceiling and the actual garage door. I will tell you that for security, I would have you remove that cord, because when the door is closed, that cord's actually fairly close to the door. And that is one way burglars can gain access to your house. I won't tell you how they do it because I don't want to educate anybody that doesn't know how to do it. But I would cut that cord off and then get a 1-inch wood dowel from Ace Hardware at the corner.
Not 1 inch long, 1 inch round.
1 inch round. Put a teacup hook into the end of it. And at the point you're ever locked in the garage, you can actually just reach up with that dowel, hook the operator with the teacup hook, pull it down, and then raise the door. But get rid of that cord that's hanging down for your own safety and your own security.
And they were elderly men. They, if I remember right, it was one of the older doors. It was very heavy.
Yeah.
And once even that safety latch released, they were really struggling to lift that, weren't they?
Yeah.
We played that clip for years.
It was pretty funny. Pretty funny.